In England, a comic genius died today. Spike Milligan was 83 years old. As a writer and performer on a BBC radio program in the 1950s, he created a brand of humor that spawned Beyond the Fringe, Monty Python's Flying Circus, and much more.
Oh, how dare you come here to my HQ with such a ridiculous...
I tell you, Major Bedlock, I must ask you to parade your men.
Why?
I'm looking for a criminal.
You find your own. It took me years to get this lot.
The Goon Show was a weekly half hour of puns, odd characters, and witticisms that was as surreal as it was funny. It's where the actor Peter Sellers got his start. The Firesign Theater is an American comedy group which owes its approach to The Goon Show. In fact, one of its members, Peter Bergman, met and worked with Milligan in London in 1964.
He really has that same really fast, deep improvisational style that Robin Williams has. He was a leprechaun, Noah. That's what he was. He was an honest leprechaun.
I wonder, when you were working with him, if the two of you would be in character or in different characters, just in sort of normal conversation.
It was normal. But let me tell you one thing he did, to give you an example of what Spike is like. We're walking down the street one day, and we pass a funeral parlor. And Spike just takes a left and walks right in without a word, and I follow him. There's nobody in the front. He climbs up on the counter, lays himself out like a corpse, crosses his hands, and then hits the bell and yells, "Shop!" He was just wonderful. He's purely a pure comic genius.
We're going to play some tape from a half century ago, a little bit of The Goon Show here.
The English Channel, 1941.
Oh, what's happened to this dear old silver-bearded lady?
She was struck down from behind.
And not a moment too soon. Congratulations, sir.
I didn't do it.
Coward, hand back your OBE. Now, tell me, who did this felonious deed? What's happened to her?
It is much too dark to see. Yes. Strike a light.
Not allowed in blackout. The Germans are watching this coast.
Don't you be a silly pilly policeman.
Bravo, Henry.
They can't see a little match being struck.
Oh, all right. Any questions?
Yes. Where are my legs?
Peter Bergman, we got to hear in that skit Peter Sellers and Harry Secombe plus Spike Milligan. And you could find the beginnings of what people call modern British comedy right there.
Oh, yes, and a huge influence on us. I mean, you know, Spike Milligan doing Min, and I was talking about the John Yakamoto of Leeds and all this stuff. Everything was with additional string. We were quoting them all the time when we started the Firesign. They were a huge influence on us because they were also doing live radio comedy. There wasn't a lot of that, you know.
Spike Milligan was well known for having trouble with depression. It was said he was shell-shocked. That could be post-traumatic stress syndrome. From the war. Did you ever see that aspect of him?
I didn't see that aspect, but I'll tell you an apocryphal story that was passed on to me by a couple of people in London who knew of him well. They said that he was actually shell-shocked and seconded out of the British Army during World War II because of the experience, and before that, he was not known for being a person with a particular sense of humor. He went to work, and I believe he was a barman at the time, and when he came back from the war, he was a very funny man, and that it was in that bar that Peter Sellers met him, and they began their collaboration.
Now, Spike Milligan did a lot of writing and television and movies later on, and he was said to be irritated, and I wonder what you think about this. You say the name Spike Milligan, somebody says The Goon Show. Over a long career in doing other things, that's got to be just a little bit off-putting.
Well, The Goon Show was so important to the British public. It was absolutely seminal to the British public. I think it would be very hard not to identify him with it. So I guess he was just saddled with the fact that he had this one huge success.
Mr. Bergman, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Peter Bergman of the Firesign Theater speaking about British writer and actor Spike Milligan, who died today at age 83.
Oh, I felt no pain.
Yankton.